a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher, Teddy Peterson. Say, a dog ate $10,000 worth of diamonds at a jewelry store in New York City the other day. Proof, once again, that the birds love diamonds. Yo, yo.
Yeah,
now,
yo,
silence. Yo. Silence, I say. Okay. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pant load of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast.
My girlfriend found a brand new inbox original Nintendo about 2 months ago.
Yeah, the gray colored one or the beige?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How like, much? With two games that were also in a box. The boxes had been open for those, though. But yeah, like, the controllers still had bags on them. That's how, like, minty fresh this was.
Wow. How much did she pay for that?
$20.
That's pretty good. And
that's not bad.
But the only problem is that you get that thing home, and you hook it all up, and then you realize there's a reason why they invented a PS3.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of minutes of fun, but it's fun to have for a few minutes.
Oh, exactly. Like, I picked up an Atari a month ago for $50.
Yeah?
And I haven't even plugged it in because it's an Atari and I have an Xbox 360 and a PS3 in front of me. So why am I playing this Atari?
Yeah, that's... how much did you pay for the Atari?
$50.
Yeah, did you get a bunch of games with it?
Oh, yeah. The thing came with, like, 10 games. So it was, in my opinion, it was a good deal. I bought it more for my dad, but we realized that technology has moved so far.
Yeah.
You can't just plug that into the back of your 50-inch plasma. It doesn't work that way. You have to go find, like, the old connection cables and stuff like that.
Yeah, that weird, that screws onto, like, the antenna port of a TV.
And
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Super amazing garage sale finds. Original Nintendo inbox, $20. Yes. What did she get with that? Duck Hunt and...
She got Duck Hunt and the gun, and I want to say, like, a Mario
it would,
game,
no,
I'm
it assuming? It would have been Super Mario.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember which one she got with it, but I know that she got the Duck Hunt game, because I was stoked that it came with that gun.
The trophy wife and I, our relationship is based on the original Nintendo.
No.
I'm serious. One summer, the summer that we met, we stayed in my crappy apartment all summer, like 18 hours a day. I'd go out long enough to work a four-hour morning show and then come back, and we did nothing but play Super Mario Brothers till we wrapped that thing.
I am impressed.
Are you?
I don't think I know anyone who's ever finished that game.
Oh, we did.
It's time for Music News You Can Use with Bryce Kelly. Bryce, what's going on today?
There's some serious drama going on in My Chemical Romance's world. The band has fired their drummer in the middle of their co-headlining tour with Blink-182. All they're going to say right now is that Mike Petticone was caught red-handed stealing from the band. Petticone's story, though, is that he was not stealing. He was actually trying to frame a member of the road crew. Yowza.
Sonic!
During that Pearl Jam Music Festival this past weekend, Eddie Vedder walked on stage and played a brand new song during an encore. Apparently, he had written that song just a couple hours earlier in the day. I wish I was talented like that. Meanwhile, Pearl Jam are going to be the musical guests on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon tomorrow and Friday.
Sonic!
Sonic Boom alumni Dirty Heads are making a brand new album right now. They have about 17 brand new songs, but they're going to whittle down the top 12 or so. Sadly, though, there's no timeline for when we could hear this stuff.
That does it for another edition of Music News You Can Use on Sonic.
Sonic 1029.
Is this Garner?
Yeah. Who's this?
Amy, I met you at Sonic Boom with my boyfriend.
Oh, which one were you?
I had blonde hair and a kitty cat backpack.
I remember you, Amy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Cool. Did you have a good time?
I did. I had a really, really good time. It was lots of fun.
Good. What time did you get out of there? Did you stay right till the bitter end?
No, we left after Metric.
What?
I know. I'm sorry.
What?
I was very tired. We had a wedding in the morning.
A morning wedding?
A morning wedding.
Well, I guess at least they had the decency to schedule in the morning on the day of Sonic Boom.
Right?
Yeah.
I know.
And
that's
probably why they did that, too, right?
You would
think
so.
Yeah. Well, it's too bad you missed Jane's Addiction. That was solid.
I know a lot of people peaced out after Metric. I felt really bad.
Yeah. There were still a lot of people there, though, for Jane's.
That's good. Was it good?
It was, yeah. Perry Farrell is, he's now one of my new all-time favorite rock and roll front men. I love that guy because you watch him on stage and he's kind of like, you're going, is that guy hooked up right? Like, is he all there? He sort of seems like that guy you run into late at night. You're walking home from the bar and there's a guy coming towards you and you're like, is this guy dangerous? Is he friendly?
Yeah.
He's got sort of, he dances kind of funny, and he's always got a big grin on his face, and then he's striking rock poses, and then the next minute he's doing a goofy little wave to somebody in the crowd.
Whoa.
Yeah, I love that. I love that about that guy.
I thought Emily from Metric was like she runs that band. Like, everyone else is replaceable, but she is, like, the whole show.
Wow.
I thought she was so good. She was, like, so high energy and, like, dancing around. She
yeah.
was so awesome.
Okay. Yeah, we should... have we played some Metric? No. Maybe we should play some Metric for you, Amy.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
I'm calling so that you could do a public service announcement for our students going back to school who sell their textbooks to other students for, like, 80% of the regular cost, Garner. It's like those people who sell Thighmasters at grad sales for $22.50.
Yeah.
What the hell is with that? Like, hey, get a dream.
And let me ask this. What's with the run on Texas Instruments TI-83 graphing calculators right now?
Those are so expensive. Oh, my God.
You look at Kijiji right now. There's 30 ads up there, and everybody's gouging. That's nerd gouging. That's what that is.
Yeah, man. I mean,
the
like,
nerds, you should be outraged. It's time for the nerds to form an organized resistance because this is bull.
I agree. I totally agree.
Gas to go from Sonic 129.
I'm just calling in regarding the gouging TI 183 calculator. So your kid hits grade 10 and you have to buy one of those fucking things. $125 brand new.
How much? No, hang on. Slow down. How much are they new?
$125.
$125. So I'm seeing $80, $90, $80. These are all used ones.
Yeah.
Obtained from questionable sources. I was actually in a pawn shop on 118th Avenue. Not last weekend, but the weekend before. I was looking for turntables. I got to get myself a set of ones and twos. And a guy came in. Yes, do you have any TI-83 graphing calculators? And the guy behind the counter pulled out a box of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I know what I'm doing next year while all the nerds are off at D&D camp over the summer. I'm going to stockpile. I'm going to get myself a semi-truck full of TI-83s. And it's gravy time for your pal Garner.
Hi, I was calling in to talk about the graphing calculators.
Yeah, the TI-83 graphing calculator.
He has very, very outdated technology.
Well, why are there...
Hang on.
Sure.
Okay.
How come there's so many of them on Kijiji right now?
Well, my guess is you have everyone who bought these calculators however many years ago when you needed them for Physics 101... And now, with everyone having a smartphone or an iPad or a tablet, there's probably an app for that. That
well,
costs $10 on the App Store or something.
Yeah, there must be some demand for them because the last week of and I follow. Pardon me. I read Kijiji every day, like you read a sports page. And
wow, that's commitment.
Yeah, and. I read electronics and I read musical instruments. Those are my two categories. And
right.
All of a sudden, I haven't seen a single calculator on there all year. But then, last week of August, boom, 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 TI-83, boom, boom. They're popping up everywhere. And when I was standing in a pawn shop on 118th Avenue a couple of weekends ago and a guy came in looking for one, that tells me there's some demand for the TI-83 graphing calculator.
That's true, but maybe it's a kind of a classic people are trying to get their hands on.
Maybe they're being ironic
new model
nerds.
Is out.
TI-83 would be an awesome band name, wouldn't it?
I think you could see a little Foster the People in some TI-183.
Isn't it 83, TI-83?
Whichever.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
The nerds, you'd have, like, if you played, I don't know, like nerd rock. Some people say Weezer is nerd rock. But you,
I can see that.
But you called yourself TI-83. You'd have built-in cred with the nerds because they would be the only ones that get that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or to a certain degree, maybe with fans of the Terminator movie series.
No.
Of course, that was just a deep one.
What? No. No.
The Gas to Go podcast.
Gotta admit, I'm a little upset. There's a certain demographic of people. I'll try and make this quick. You and I both fit in there, Garner. We're the 33 to 40-year-olds that have been waiting decades for Jane's Addiction to come to Edmonton.
Yeah.
Am I right? You fit in that demographic?
Sort of. Yeah. I've never seen Jane's Addiction before, and I was waiting.
Yeah, unless you've been to a Lollapalooza or an Ozfest or something, chances are Edmontonians haven't seen them live, eh? So then we get a call from Amy with the kitty cat backpack, who's having trouble meeting her textbook pricing and had to leave after Metric. Now, do you see any injustice here for, say, a guy like myself who couldn't manage to get to the Sonic Boom this weekend?
Well, it's sort of like you sit down and have dinner with your great-great-grandparents, and they're talking about, you know, building a house out of sod and having to dig a well through frozen earth, otherwise you die of thirst, and never being enough to eat, and then you are leaving. You're sitting there leaving half a pork chop on your plate.
Yeah, I sort of felt like an African citizen who had just found out that North America wastes more food than they eat.
Yeah, Amy leaving before Jane's Addiction and someone starving in Africa, that is pretty much the same thing.
Very comparable. I mean, not to dismiss Metric, very talented band, but when it comes to live shows, I mean, I can hear Metric on the radio. I can't see Jane's Addiction live every day. Metric comes through pretty often, you know?
Perry Farrell, honestly, there's not everybody is cut out to be a rock front man, to be a lead singer. Lead singer is not something you can teach a person. It's like you can't teach people to be entrepreneurs. You're either an entrepreneur or you're not. You can't teach people to be a lead singer. You might be able to sing, but are you charismatic? Do all eyes gravitate towards you when you're on the stage? And Perry Farrell has that.
Yeah, he's entertaining while he sings.
Yeah, and I can't quite put my finger on what it is. Well, like I told somebody earlier, but it was Amy. He seems like maybe he's not quite hooked up right, and he seems a little bit dangerous, but then all of a sudden he's got that grin on his face, and it's like, oh yeah, this guy's fine.
And that's what we want, really. So next time Amy buys tickets to a show, maybe have her just sell them to me at half the price, and then she can afford her textbook.
The Modern Rock Tour. The Modern Rock Tour. Sonic Scott. The Modern Rock Tour with Garner Andrews and so much more. Can you guess what's behind the Modern Rock Tour?
Braden was on the Garner Andrews Show this morning hoping to win big on the Modern Rock Tour, and instead he fell face first out of the Tree of Shame. His guess was Sum 41 still waiting. Well, I'm still waiting for a good guess. Hello! If you think you have what it takes to win $382, then please show your skills tomorrow morning at 8:20 on the Modern Rock Door. All you have to do is name the correct song and artist to win that money. You do it by picking up a phone, dialing 780-423-1029, and then tell Garner that info, and you're a champ.
Tune in to the Garner Andrews Show weekday mornings at 8:20 as the Modern Rock Door jackpot grows. Sonic 1029.
Sonic 1029.
Modern Rock.
I was at my wife's mom's house last week in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, Canada, gateway to the north. And she had had a bunch of people over the night before, and we're all out in the backyard. Everybody's drinking beer and woo. Anyway, later that night, I never had a chance to clean up the backyard before I went to bed. So I went out there first thing in the morning, and the sun was already up, and I'm picking up all the beer cans and I'm putting the lawn chairs away. And not only were there cigarettes in the beer cans, every single beer can had that little tab ripped off the top of it. And here's the thing. Half of the beer tabs had just been shoved inside the beer cans. The other half were missing. First of all, why the hell do you do that move where you throw the tab inside the beer can before you drink it? In my entire beer drinking career, and I'm quite experienced, have I ever said, man, this beer would be so much better if that little tab thing wasn't there and in its place there was like a jagged, sharp, twisted little aluminum lip now and a choking hazard inside the can? Not once have I said that. Secondly, here's the thing that really drives me nuts, too. No matter how many times I tell my wife's mom and all her 70 to 80 year old brothers and sisters and friends, no one collects those aluminum beer tabs so they can make wheelchairs out of them for less fortunate kids. That is urban myth.
It's a Sonic podcast.
Oh, hey, so you know what the thing about the wheelchairs?
Well, yeah, those people that pull the little aluminum tabs off the beer cans and say that they make wheelchairs out of them?
Yeah, exactly. I'm a grade 12 student, and I'm at Esme in St. Albert, and we have been doing that for about 3 years now. So it's not only people over 70.
Wow.
Everybody else does it, too.
I have never seen anyone under the age of 70 do that move. And then they
and yet 15, 16, 17-year-old at Esme in St. Albert have been doing it. Don't worry.
Yeah, I've Googled this so many times. I watched, was it Mythbusters? Somebody did a show on this. It's myth.
Really?
Well, I'm sorry.
Apparently St. Albert's a myth now, so that kind of sucks.
Well, I'm sure that they can recycle those little aluminum tabs, but nobody's doing it for... They're not turning that into a wheelchair.
Well, I haven't seen it turn into a wheelchair yet because we don't have enough, but right now we've got like 14 bags full of them all around Esme, so...
Have I rocked your world? Like, are you questioning all your beliefs now?
A little bit.
Like what you're hearing here? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, Sonic's Afternoon Guide. Download it for free at sonic1029.com.
Hopefully I won't see people texting while they're driving beside me now.
Oh, no, you'll still see it. You'll still see it.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could be deputized to give people tickets.
Yeah. Well, I'm deputizing you to shake your fist at them.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this for a long time. I don't have a speech prepared, but I feel like I should thank some people.
Yeah. You can give them a fisting.
Maybe not.
Well, wait. We need a better name for this.
I agree.
Yeah, okay.
Strong reprimand from the vehicle beside?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's funny when you see people shaking their... When you see old-timers shaking their fist at youngsters.
Hey. I love it.
Yeah.
It's a Sonic podcast.
Did you hear about the guy, I think it was in Fort McMurray, who was talking on his cell phone, eating an ice cream, and backing out of his stall?
I think that was Grand Prairie. I think he is the... he's the clubhouse leader right now on distracted driving.
Yeah, I almost want to top it.
Ooh, to see what, as long as you're doing it in a parking lot and not somewhere at like highway speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On my way to Calgary.
Yeah. What could you do? How could you top the ice cream cone, the cell phone, in the reverse? Cell phone? Fondue pot with like 8 forks going in the fondue and reversing out of a parking stall at IKEA.
I was thinking adding some balloons or something that you need more hands for.
Yeah. So talking on the phone, you got a fondue pot and replacing a watch battery while reversing.
There we go.
That's it. Okay, let me know how that works for you.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go, like, get the hell out of here.